Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are up to our very last shiur in Tractate Yedayim. We are in the fourth chapter, Perek Dalet, and today we are learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, 7 and 8. So we started yesterday talking about some complaints that the Sadducees had against the Pharisees, the Sadducees being people who rejected the Oral Torah, and the Pharisees being us. So, Mishnah Zayin says, Omrim Sadukin, the Sadducees said, Kovlin anu aleichem prushim. We've got another problem with you Pharisees. Sha'atem mitarim es hanitzok, because you declare clear the unbroken stream of water. Now let's see what this means, a stream of liquid. We're not talking about a stream like a body of water. We're talking about from one container to another. We'll look in the Bar Neuro. Tetanan b'maseches machshirin, because we learned in Tractate Machshirin, kol hanitzok tahor, that this stream of water that connects two containers is pure. Im arami kli tahor le kli tame, if you pour from a clean vessel to an unclean vessel, mashenisher bekli ha'elyon tahor, that which remains in the upper utensil is still ritually pure, denitzuk eno chibur, because this stream of water is not considered a connective, so it's not like the impurity runs up the stream into the other container. So, back in the Mishnah, Omrim HaPrushim, the Pharisees responded, Kovim anu aleichem tzedukim. Well, we've got a problem with you, Sadducees. Sha'atem metaren es amas hamayim haba mibeis hakvaros. Because you declare pure a stream of water, by this we do mean a body of water, that runs from a cemetery and back in the Bar Neuro. Modu bat tzedukim de tahora. The Sadducees agree that this is, in fact, pure, dichsiv, because it's a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, mikveh mayim yeh tahor, that a body of water will remain clean. So the Pharisees are saying, our position at least is consistent, you're the ones who are declaring two comparable things differently. So you're the ones who are internally inconsistent. Continuing in the Mishnah, Omrim Sadukin, the Sadducees said, Kovlam anu aleichem prushim. We have another problem with you Pharisees. Sha'atem omrim, shori v'chamori shehiziku chayavin. You say that if my ox or my donkey does some form of damage, I have to pay. Va'avdi va'amasi shehiziku paturin. But if my servant, male or female, does damage, I don't have to pay. Ma im shori v'chamori she'eni chayiv behem mitzvos hari ani chayiv b'nizkan. Well, if in the case of my donkey or my ox, who I don't have to do mitzvos on, I'm liable for their damages. Avdi va'amasi she'ani chayiv behem mitzvos eni din she'ehev chayiv b'nizkan. So wouldn't it make sense that my servants, since I have to do mitzvos regarding them, I would also be responsible for any damage they may cause? Amru lahem, the Pharisees responded, Lo, no. If you say that you have to pay for damage caused by your donkey or your ox who have no knowledge, they're not intelligent creatures, are you going to say the same thing about servants who have minds of their own? Because if I would anger them, if I would tick off my servant, then if I would anger my servants, they could just go and set somebody's stack of grain on fire, and I would have to pay. And you look in the Bar Neuro. V'nimsa mafsid es rabo mea mana b'chol yom. A spiteful servant could cost his master thousands of dollars a day by doing this, knowing every time he caused damage, the master would have to pay. So there's a disincentive for servants to cause damage because they would be held responsible, not their masters. Mishnah Ches. Amar Tzeduki Galili, a certain Sadducee from the Galilee, said, Kovel ani aleichem prushim, I have a bone to pick with you Pharisees. Sha'atem kosvin es hamoshel im Moshe beget, because you write the name of the ruler alongside that of Moses in a bill of divorce. And we will look in the Bar Neuro. Shehayu monin lishnos hamalachim, v'kosvin b'kach b'kach lemelech ploni. They would count the years according to the reigns of the kings, and they would say, in such and such year of such and such king. Ubasof haget, and at the end of the document, kosvin kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. They would write according to the laws of Moses and Israel. V'genai hadavar lemoshe. So isn't this disrespectful to Moses? Back in the Mishnah. Omrim prushim. The Pharisees responded, Kovlin anu alecha tzedoki glili. Well, we've got a problem with you, Mr. Sadducee from the Galilee. Sha'atem kosvin es hamoshel im hashem badaf. You write the name of the ruler alongside that of God in a document. V'lo'od, and not only that, Ela sha'atem kosvim es ha'mosho milamalan, ves Hashem milamatan. Not only that, but you write the name of the ruler first and the name of God second. Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk, Vayomer paro, mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo l'shalach es Yisrael. So this is in the Torah. So yes, we obviously do this too. But he's saying, look at what you also do. You write in the Torah, Pharaoh before God. And this is a pasuk that says that Pharaoh said, who is God that I should listen to his voice in order to send the Jews out? So that's the end of the thought, but there's one line added to the end of this Mishnah. Ukishalaka mahu omer. And when Pharaoh was smitten, what did he say? Hashem hatzadik. God is the righteous one. And the Bart Neurer explains, mahu omer Hashem tzadik. He said that God is the righteous one. Kedai shelo lahashlim hamasechta b'mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo. It's appropriate not to end this tractate with who is God that I should listen to his voice. Mishum al tamod b'davar ra, because we don't want to establish it on a negative note. So therefore, hishlim b'Hashem hatzadik. So therefore, it ends by quoting the verse that God is the righteous one. So it's not really relevant for the Mishnah per se. It's not part of the story with the Tzeduki. It's just to end the Masechta on a positive and respectful note. All right, that is the end of the chapter. That's also the end of the Masechta. Join us tomorrow when Rabbi Nussbaum will be beginning Tractate Uksin, and from there we will complete our study of Mishnayos.